Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim and Ryan in for the boys, and we welcome in, a guy that does it all when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, Mike Clemens. Mike, Coach LaFleur, how are these guys going to react? Man, that was a beatdown on Sunday night.
Yeah, I had some comments there from the coach last night in his press conference, sort of recapping after watching the film of the game.
Hey, Mike, really quick, yeah. We got a little...
Anytime you get embarrassed like that, you find out what you're made of. You find out a lot about people in times of adversity. And I think this will be a good test for our football team. Hopefully we'll become better for it. But certainly there's a lot of work to be done. We got to use every moment from today till we play the Giants to get it done.
Thank you.
You guys have a good one.
Good night, everybody.
Sorry about that, Mike. A little technical difficulties. Got frozen up there.
But we got it in there. We did get it in there. And this is a little bit different than what they've been going through, Mike, as a young team's got to learn from getting their butts whooped.
I'll tell you what. Matt LaFleur is a pretty, very even-keeled guy. You know, the highs don't get too high. We've seen some videos of him celebrating wins with this team inside the locker room. There's a temper there. He's a coach. I've seen him on the practice field, bring the guys in, and have to read them the riot act on certain things. It's firm, and there's some bombs dropped in there, but for the most part, very even keel guy. I thought he looked shell shocked, and the last time I saw that was the face of Sean McVay about the third quarter last night when the Rams were taking their beat down from the Ravens last night.
Yeah,
it's just. And he came out after the game very late. Usually he comes right in after the game is over with, says something to the players, and comes out. He came out like a full half hour after the game was over with Sunday night. And then last night, after reviewing the film, you really got a sense that, that was an embarrassing game. That was embarrassing for Aaron Rodgers. I think a guy like Jimmy Graham who, he and Rodgers are thinking they appreciate 8-2. They understand. Wow, we got a shot at this thing. If we can, hold up or learn some things from the 49ers, we might make a run at this thing. And Jimmy could finally get his Super Bowl ring, and Aaron Rodgers could get a second. But listen how LaFleur described that post game locker room in San Francisco the other night.
Everybody was hurting in that locker room. Everybody was disappointed. But I think these guys will battle, and I think. What I love about our group is I didn't feel like there was anybody pointing fingers. We've all got to look inward, coaches, players, everybody involved, and look at ourselves and be honest with ourselves about what we can do better.
That is pretty profound, and it is educational, and I think he's going through that too, Mike. As a young coach in the NFL, he's got to go through these things to ultimately get to a Super Bowl championship.
And he said, we got out-schemed. Well, yeah, later in the game. Like the beautiful pass to George Kittle, for 61 yards. They just... Kyle Shanahan draws this misdirection to the right. You see, on the All-22, you see everyone's eyes in that defense run to the right. Like a student body shift to the right. George Kittle lines up in the left slot. Now he's got Kevin King one-on-one. And King, and Tremont Williams said this, Kyle Shanahan, he's always been great at attacking leverage. If he sees a guy, he knows the defender, the tendency 4 out of 5 times he's going to have his hips like turned out toward the sideline, then you're going to run a post. If you got him turned inside, then you're going to run, a fade to the corner. And so he's got Kevin King's hips turned, looking to the outside, and he cuts inside, and now he's wide open over the middle. Darnell Savage is bitten on that play action to the right that everybody else is chasing down, and Kittle is wide open. He's a tight end, and he's 40 yards downfield with a broken ankle, and he's wide open for the touchdown on that play. And yet, you know, the game starts off with Rodgers in that fumble, so he gives the 49ers a short field to get, you know, the early touchdown. But, you know, the defense was holding them there to a couple field goals. I mean, they kept it close while they kept on waiting for the Packers' offense to get going. The thing, it was just so overwhelming, and I don't care how much technique or ways that you can teach offensive linemen to say, okay, defensive linemen get paid more than you, but here's the technique, here's what's within the rules so you can hold these guys off. The way those dudes are playing right now for San Francisco at 6'7" and 300 pounds, and as fast as they are, they're just stronger. They're better than you. They're just better. And I think that that's the thing that LaFleur's got to deal with this week, is like, this is such a setback in their confidence as football players because they just got so beat up the other night. Is that, you know, you got to get back. You got to convince them you can do this with concepts and schemes and technique. You know that there's always a way for, you know, David to beat Goliath and these kinds of things. So LaFleur was asked, you know, after reviewing the film of the 49ers game, how do you think your defense did?
Yeah, I thought there was only 48 snaps on the defense side of the ball. I thought the first 20 snaps were pretty solid. We gave up, obviously had that short field on, you know, having the turnover, which we knew was going to be a big deal going into this thing. They had the sack fumble. They took over on the 2-yard line, were able to punch it in. And then outside of that, there was one big run that we gave up that led to a field goal. But I thought, all in all, just the starting field position was so out of whack. The defense was put in some pretty tough situations just right from the jump. But I thought they battled. I thought we got after the quarterback a little bit, but then got hit with a couple of explosives, and then the game just kind of got out of hand. When we had a chance, we went down to score. It was 23-8, and then the very next play, they hit Kittle on the 61-yarder, so that makes it 30-8. And it just, against a team of that caliber with what I think is the best or one of the best defensive lines in the National Football League, with a sound back end where they're not going to give up big plays, that's a tough, big-time challenge to really overcome that type of deficit in their home stadium.
Yeah, and field position, Mike, I'm with you there, and I'm with LaFleur there as well. Just on another note, what's going on with J.K. Scott in that game? I mean, there were some punts that were, 32 yards, 31 yards, setting up the Niner offense.
And, Tim, you would have thought, you know, after he struggled in the colder conditions at Lambeau, that, you know, it was 60 degrees in Santa Clara the other night, that would have been a good night for him. He ends up walking away with a 37-yard average. Just when a month ago he was kicking a 47, 49-yard average, he was kicking 61-yarders. So LaFleur says he has gone to J.K. Scott and said, listen, we've got all the confidence in you. We know that you can, you know, get through this to fix it. But obviously he's got to fix it because they're going to get into these colder weather games. Hell, this next game is going to be in New York on Sunday against the Giants. The punt return game is just, they're going to set an NFL record right now for negative yardage on punt returns. That Jeez. Just doesn't make any sense. You know, I've talked about Shamanenga with so much more detail, and he's got two assistant coaches, so much more than we'd seen in previous years under Ron Jizuk or Sean Slocum. But I mean, they're off. They're just off on their special teams, except for, you know, thank God Mason Crosby's doing well. They need to do a better job in some coverage. There's no threat, and I think it starts with personnel in terms of who they've got for a return man. Trevor Davis gets traded to Oakland. They get a 6th-round draft pick. They think they're going to be smart with getting the tryout kid, Darius Shepard. It ends up being in over his head as a rookie. Now, so they put him back in a practice squad. They bring in Trey Smith. You know, he's just average right now. So there's nothing electric about that, and they really need to figure out a way to improve that aspect. Another thing they got to work on is offensive line, because Brian Bulaga's got a sprained MCL. That'll be a couple of weeks. At least it's not a torn ACL, because he tore that ACL in that same right knee a couple of years ago. And so Alex Light is in there, and he gets beat up by the 49ers. And I thought this was interesting when LaFleur was asked last night, well, hey, the good news is Alex Light, now he gets all the snaps in practice. That's got to help him get ready for the Giants. And LaFleur said, oh, yeah, sure, that'll help him. Or, you know, there's other possibilities we could take a look at, which is which means, I think that means Billy Turner goes from right guard to right tackle, and they bring in, you know, Lucas Patrick to play right guard, which is probably a better option.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know good coaches, good managers, they look at every situation as an opportunity, and this certainly is one. Heading into the game against the New York Giants, the schedule is favorable for the 8-3 Green Bay Packers. Mike Clemens, we appreciate the time. All right, Mike?
Thank you, Tim.
You got it. Mike Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, then look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.